Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings and welcome to a study in the Word. I am Apostle Siobhan Simmons, and the Bible tells us that we are to study to show ourselves approved. Our workmen need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I pray this teaching will bring clarity and understanding to you on today. We're going to discuss faith. What is faith? What are the levels, the different levels of faith? And finally, where is your faith? When people talk about faith, immediately they gravitate towards Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first verse. And it reads, I'm going to read from the King James Version. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now the entire chapter of Hebrews 11 gives examples of what happens through faith, but does not directly define faith. I want to define faith so that we can answer the question, where is your faith? I went to the dictionary and I used the Webster dictionary, and it says that faith is belief or trust in something or someone without logical proof. Logic means using your intellect, using your brain cells to figure out a problem or a situation. Logic would lead us to believe it is impossible for Abraham and Sarah to conceive and produce a baby in their advanced age. When we use logic, we use prior knowledge, we use tools that we have seen in order to try to figure it out. So the logic and faith do not go hand in hand. If you turn with me to Genesis, the 18th chapter, and I will be reading Genesis 18, verses 10 through 14. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. It says, and he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Verse 11, now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Verse 12, therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? Verse 13, and the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child since I am old? And verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. But Abraham had enough faith to believe in God's promise. Throughout the Bible, we see God constantly telling the people to trust me. Trust is reliance and confidence in God. Proverbs 3 and 5 states, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In that scripture, God gave three things. First, you got to trust me. Second, you got to do it with your whole heart. I need all of your heart, not just part of your heart. And then finally, I don't need you to try to understand it, because my ways are not your way. You don't know the plans and purpose I have for you, so you've got to trust me. Psalms 37:5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust. Here we go again. Trust all in him, and he shall bring it to pass. God wants you to trust him. Now, remember, we're talking about faith. This is just one aspect of it. When you trust, there is no room to doubt. Doubt is out. Secondly, you must believe in me. You got to believe in truth. John 20:29 says, believe in Jesus Christ. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, he also shall do. Greater work than these shall he do. John 14:12 says, and finally obey me. In other words, listen and follow the directions, the instructions I have given unto you. Deuteronomy 12:27-10 says, obey the Lord your God. 1 Samuel 15, obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat rants. So in order to have faith, there are three facets that must be present, so three pieces that must be present: trust, belief, and obey. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Faith and the fruit of the Spirit are very similar. In Galatians 5:22-23, and I'm going to read that to you, says, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So in order to have the fruit of the Spirit, you must have love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In order to have faith, you must have trust, belief, and obedience. Hallelujah. So now we know what faith is. Now we're going to look at the different levels of faith. The first level is imitation faith. Individuals who have imitation faith, they know of the Word and they know of God. They only believe when and if it comes to pass. Now, here's an issue with that. Remember Ecclesiastes 3:1, and it states, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. In other words, you cannot put a time on God. He has the perfect plan. He has the perfect time, and he knows everything. So those people with imitation faith, all they do is they believe it when it comes to pass. They believe it when they're able to see it. We saw in Genesis 18:12, it says, therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure? Now she heard the promises that was made to her and Abraham. She was really eavesdropping. but she heard the promises, but she could not believe it because she was looking with her natural eyes. She wasn't looking in with her spiritual eyes, because remember, faith is something we can't see. We can't see belief. We can't see obedience. We can't see trust, but we can see the fruit of. We can see the seed of those things. We see in Genesis 21, verses 1 through 2, that Sarah not only conceived, but she bore a son, and his name was Isaac. Another example of imitation faith we can find in Matthew's the 21st chapter, verses 18 through 21, when Jesus curses the fig tree and the disciples were so astonished that it came to pass and quickly. And then we also see in John 20, verses 24 through 26, doubting Thomas. It says, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, they told Thomas, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. That's imitation faith. You've got to see it in order to believe it. Verse 26, and after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the middle and said, peace be to you. Thomas's nickname was Twin. In other words, he struggled with belief. He was, you know, the person that had to see it to believe it. He had that imitation faith. The mentality of imitation faith is, if I can see it, then I can believe it. Now, Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. When we walk in faith, we've got to remember that we're walking not by what we see with our natural eye, but what we see with our spiritual eyes. Now, the next is the mustard seed faith. As long as someone is pumping and encouraging you, the faith level increases. You feel like you can do anything. Matthew 17 and 20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. That's that faith where you've got to pump up. You've got to be encouraged, you know, so that your faith level can increase. The bold faith we find in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, where it says we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, we trust, believe, and obey. In Genesis 12 and 1, when God told him to get up and leave his family, he did not hesitate. He was obedient. Remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. We find that in Romans 10 and 17. And James tells us, faith without works is dead. In other words, work the word. God is waiting to perform his word. Don't doubt. Don't hesitate. Don't put any limitations on him. Just trust and believe. I pray this teaching has been a blessing unto you. And until the next time, know that with Jesus, nothing is impossible. Trust and believe him. We walk by faith, what we can't see, and not by sight. Remember, there's more for you than there is against you. Have a blessed day and night in Jesus. This is Apostle Sentence. God bless.